The next film up is called Stillwater, starring Matt Damon. It also starred Abigail Breslin from Little Miss Sunshine, who played the part of his daughter. She was in prison in France, accused of murder, and been there for 5 years when this story picks up. Matt Damon, who is the father, lives in or is from Oklahoma. He makes the decision to travel to France to see what he can do to get his daughter out of jail. He wholeheartedly believes in his daughter's innocence. That's how the story began. Once he got into France, he befriended someone from his apartment to help him translate French to English and back forth, to help him with English translation to French. This ultimately ended up with him developing a little bit of a relationship with the translator, who had a beautiful young daughter, immediately forms a bond with Matt Damon's character, and she's really, really adorable. And you could see how that could happen, how he also, of course, has that bond with the girl as well. So there's that. Meanwhile, his daughter, played by Abigail Breslin, who's in jail, slips him a note and basically telling him that he wanted to give to his attorney, ends up reading it. And it basically says that there's someone who was at the party confessed to this murder and it could free her from jail. He tries to get this new evidence to the judge. Judge says this is hearsay and can't take it. So he then decides to embark on an investigation on his own to try to figure out who was the actual murderer. A lot transpires here, but then he ends up, during his investigation, he ends up figuring out who the killer is. He actually sees him when he was scouting for people to show the pictures to. He ends up getting beat up by a gang of thugs, and the guy was there. He realized that that was the guy that she was talking about. He had taken pictures to his daughter. The daughter confirmed that's the guy. And he had found him. One of the plot points was Matt Damon's character took the little girl to a soccer match. And at that soccer match, he spots the murderer. But the problem is he's with this little girl. So what's he going to do? What would anyone do? Call the police? No. That would be normal people thing. So what he does, he's in this van that he's been renting, I guess. And the girl has fallen asleep after the game, and he follows that guy home, or follows this guy down a street and kidnaps him. Holds him captive in the basement because he needed his DNA. He didn't need to hold him captive. I was like, why is he doing that? I can see trying to get some DNA off of him, but holding him captive is really, really over the top. And he was in this really isolated dungeon of a basement, probably for as long as a week. People started getting suspicious. And a detective came to the woman who Matt Damon was staying with and asked him if she had been in the basement recently, which really raised a red flag for her. And then the very next day, they send the cavalry to, I don't know if it was a subpoena or a warrant or what, but they went and searched the basement. By the time they searched the basement, the guy was gone. The only conclusion that you're led to is that the woman let him go. She was very, very angry with Matt Damon's character and kicked him out of her apartment and said, I can't trust you. You bring danger to me and my daughter. You have to go. So he gets kicked out and eventually ends up flying home. The daughter, I guess he got another attorney and she got released. She got released and was flown back to the United States. Now, during her time in the United States, he had suspected that she wasn't telling him the whole story. He had asked her about that and she started crying. She broke down in one scene and said, yes, I did ask him to get rid of this girl, but I didn't know he was going to kill her. So it really, like, whoa, that was kind of a big twist in the movie. And he was so disappointed. You could see it on his face. And he's in the United States. He had developed this relationship with that woman and that girl, the little girl then in France. And unfortunately, the film sort of abruptly ends right there. And there was no buttoning up of that storyline. You can only draw your own conclusions at that point. the film had to end at some point and life goes on. And that's kind of what happened with this film. Having said all that, this was a gripping film. It was interesting from start to finish. And having just seen like No Time to Die, the James Bond film, this film Stillwater was so much better than that. It had so much more depth to it. It was so interesting, not even comparable. And a lot of comparisons have been drawn between this and the Amanda Knox story, which was a similar sort of story that occurred in Italy. And I don't know if the producers, director, writers copied that story or not. And it might've been similar, but it really didn't matter. I don't believe this was the Amanda Knox story. I think this was a completely different story. It just had, I think coincidentally, it had some similarities to her case. But anyway, I found this very interesting. Matt Damon was amazing. He played this normal, red-blooded kind of, I want to call him even like a redneck. He called himself a roughneck, which basically is someone that works on an oil derrick. He was very good in his part, very believable. It was one of his better movies. And ultimately, I enjoyed it so much, I would give it 5 stars and recommend everyone see Stillwater. I thought it was excellent.